The Gemara says on the top of Daf Yutes Amud Aleph that the Megillas Esther, is only kosher if it's kosher b'al sefer u'b'diyai. It has to be written on cloth and with diyai. The Gemara says, how do we know this? Because asik siva ksiva ksiva hacha, it says over here by Megillas Esther v'tichtav Esther Malka, that Esther Malka wrote the Megillah v'chsiv hasam, and it says over there by regular kisvek hedish v'yamalim barach m'piv yikara elah is called v'rmahela v'ani kosev al sefer b'diyai. So we see that the Zershava tells us the Megillas Esther has to be written all the sefer b'diyai like other kisvek hedish. Now it's mavur from the Gemara over here, the way the Gemara understands this pasuk of v'tichtav of Esther Hamalka, that this is referring to the writing of Megillas Esther, that Esther Hamalka is the one who wrote Megillas Esther. And from here we learn the dinim that has to be al sefer u'b'diyai. Now this Gemara is l'chara a stira to a Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara in Bava Basra says on Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph, it's talking about who wrote the different sefer Nevi'im and sefer Ksuvim, and the Gemara says like this, it says, Anshei Knesset Hagdailah Kosvu Yecheskel V'Shneim Asar Daniel Megillas Esther. The Gemara says that who wrote Megillas Esther was Anshei Knesset Hagdailah. Anshei Knesset Hagdailah wrote a couple of Svarim. They wrote Yecheskel, they wrote Treyasar, they wrote Daniel, and they wrote Megillas Esther. So it's clear it was Anshei Knesset Hagdailah who did it. So then L'chares is steer to Agamar. Agamar says that Esther did it and not Anshei Knesset Hagdailah. So that's a Shaila. Who wrote it? Was it Esther or was it Anshei Knesset Hagdailah? And I think that perhaps he could be miyashiv this al pi a Yosei Nifla from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav is bothered with a different kasha. He says like this. It's if you look in Rashi over there, Rashi in Barbasa asked the kasha. He says the Gemara says Anshei Knesset Hagdailah wrote Sefer Yecheskel. That's one of the psalms they wrote. So in fact, Rashi he says Ve'en Yodea. So Yecheskel he says was Nisnama Bagayla. His nevor came in Golus. He says Ve'en Yodea Lam Lo Kasi Yecheskel Ba'atzma. In fact, Rashi, why didn't Yecheskel himself write it? Why did he need to go on to Anshei Knesset Hagdailah? He was a navi. Why couldn't he write his own sefer? And Zakt Rashim loy mipnei shal nitna nevoi likasa b'chutz la'aretz. B'kasim elu la'achar shabal la'aretz. Zakt Rashi yisayit, a chiddush, that nevoah cannot be written in chutz la'aretz, and Yecheskel was in chutz la'aretz, and therefore he was not able to write it. So Anshei Knesset Hagdailah wrote it after they were in Eretz Yisrael. And then he says, v'chein sefer Daniel, shahaya b'gayla, and the same thing was true by Daniel. He was also in Galus, v'chein Megillas Esther, and the same thing was true by Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther, also the reason why Anshei Knesset Hagdailah wrote it, is because the Nes happened in Chutz Aretz and can't be written in Chutz Aretz, therefore they had to wait till they got to Eretz Yisrael, and then Anshei Knesset Hagdailah were able to write it. So it's mavur from Rashi over there that when did the Ksivas and Megillah take place? It happened later on when the Yenin came to Eretz Yisrael, not when they're in Shusha, not when they're in Golis. But Fekta B'Sgarav, that from the Gemara over here, it's mavur that not from the Gemara over here, I'm sorry, but from the Seder Olam says that the Psukim and the Megillah that talk about the Ksivas and Megillah, both by the Ticht of Esther and by Yicht of Mardechai, when did that happen? Zakti Seder Olam Uva Isa Hazman Lashana Haba Nemer B'Ticht of Esther. These Psukim were written that time when they were still in Shushan Lashana Haba. So it's a mavur from the Seder Olam that these Psukim happened in Shusha, not when they came to Eretz Yisrael. So Lechar, it's a stira to what it's mavur in the Seder Olam. It says that it happened in Shushan as a stira to what Rashi says over here in Bava Basra, that they didn't write the Megillah until they came to Eretz Yisrael. So the Biskov says the following Yisoid. He says it stands for many kashas, and he brings many rise to this, that there are really two different dinim in Megillas Esther. There's one din of Megillas Esther being a chelik of Kisvei HaKadosh, just like any other sefer of Nach is part of Kisvei HaKadosh, whether it's sefer Yirmiyah or Yeshaya, Daniel, the Rayyamim, those are all part of Kisvei HaKadosh. So Megillas Esther also was Nischadosh, that it's part of Kisvei HaKadosh, it's part of Tanakh, it has a din of Kisvei HaKadosh, which requires certain dinim, how it's written, and the dinim of the Kiddush of it. It's Kisvei HaKadosh like any other chelik of Tanakh. But in addition, there's another din. Megillas Esther has another din, and there's a din Kriya, din Ksiva for the Kriya of Megillas Esther. There's a special din Ksiva to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kriyas and Megillah. Chazar and Mechadish, it is Mitzvah of Kriyas and Megillah and Purim. And in order to be able to that Mitzvah of Kriyas and Megillah, you need to have a Megillah Kshera. It has to be written down, or else it's a problem of reading a Baal Peh. And there are certain dinim that are necessary to be considered a Kasher Megillah for the dinim of Kriyas and Megillah. And those are two separate dinim, and they're independent from each other. There's one din Kisvei HaKadosh, like the rest of Kisvei HaKadosh, and there's another din of writing the Megillah for the Kiyum and Mitzvah Kriyas and Megillah. And they're not Tali HaBaha. You can have a Megillah which is not necessarily part of Kisvei HaKadosh, does not have the dinim that are needed to make a part of Kisvei HaKadosh, but yet it might be kosher for Kriyas and Megillah. Kriyas and Megillah requires other dinim. And on the other hand, you could have a Megillah which is part of Kisvei HaKadosh, just like anything else is part of Kisvei HaKadosh, but it's not necessarily kosher for Kriyas and Megillah. Just like all the Svarim of Kisvei HaKadosh are not necessarily kosher for a din Kriya, they don't have a din Kriya. That's a din of being part of Kisvei HaKadosh, and it's totally separate from the din of Kriyas and Megillah. And there might be certain dinim that where they overlap these two separate dinim. So Zakti B'Sgarav, that would answer this kasha. He says, when Anshei Knesset Hagdailah when Rashi says Anshe Knesset Gedolah had to write all these svarim because on nitin and nevuah likasa b'chutzarts, that's referring to the din of Kisvei HaKadosh. To make something part of Kisvei HaKadosh, it has to be written in Eretz Yisrael. It can't be written in chutzarts. Nevuah in chutzarts cannot be nichtav to make a part of Kisvei HaKadosh, and therefore they had to wait till they got to Eretz Yisrael so Anshe Knesset Gedolah could write it and make it part of Kisvei HaKadosh. But legabi the din of Ksivas and Megillah, to be mekam the mitzvah of Kriyas and Megillah, that's a totally separate din. That has nothing to do with Nevuah, nothing to do with Kisvei HaKadosh. That just has a din Ksiva to make it a Megillah. Shouldn't it be Dvarim Shebaal Peh? And that could be written even in Chutzarts. There's no problem if that's written in Chutzarts. So it's like the Biskarev, there's no steer over here. When Esther wrote the Megillah in Shushan, when they were still in Galus, like they said, Eilam says, that's writing it to be, have a din Ksivas and Megillah, Legabi, the Kiyam of Mitzvah Kriyas and Megillah. And that could be done in Chutzarts. But when Rashi, Mavasa says, they only wrote it when they came to Eretz Yisrael, he's referring to the din Ksiva Kisvei HaKadosh, and that din Taki had to be in Eretz Yisrael, and not in Chutzarts. In Lefi Dvarv, you could say, and I think he's meramis to this in the brackets over there, that would answer the other stira I started off with. From the Gemara over here, it's Mashma that Esther is the one who wrote the Megillah. But from the Gemara Mabasa, it's Mashma that Anshe Knesset Zagdal are the ones who wrote it. But Avad, it's not a kasha the way the Biskup is learning, because we're talking about two different dinim and two different ksivas. The Gemara Mabasa is referring to the din of ksiva of Kisvei HaKadosh that was done through Anshe Knesset Zagdal. But the Gemara over here is referring to the din ksiva of ksivas and Megillah to Mikan, the mitzvah of Kriya, that was done all day Esther. Esther herself was able to do it, and that was gave it a din Megillah Ksheva, Ligabi, the din of Kriya Samagillah, but that has nothing to do with the din of Kisvei HaKadosh. That was done through Anshe Knesset Zagdaila. And lefi this, the Biskarav answers another kasha that Lachar Shfern, the Gemara over here, the Gemara says, how do we know, the Gemara is trying to explain, how do we know that the Megillah needs to be ala shuris ubediyai? So we learn out this Gzera Shabbat from the Tichtav Esther from the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, where it says, V'yom alem barach mipivi kare, v'adikaisav ala sefer ubediyai. So effectively, Biskarav, why do you need a Gzera Shabbat? The Pasuk in Yirmiyah is saying that all of Kisvei HaKadosh have to be written on a Sefer B'diyai. That applies to all of Ksuvim. Esther is Michal Ksuvim. Esther is part of Ksuvim. So it would follow that Esther has to be on a Sefer B'diyai, just like the rest of Ksuvim. Why do you need a special Gzer Shava to learn from that Pasuk to Esther that Esther has to be on a Sefer B'diyai? It's like the Biskarav, the way he's learning, it's not Akasha, because in a Chinami, the din Kisvei HaKadosh of Esther, of course we know it has to be on a Sefer B'diyai, like the rest of the Ksuvim. I don't need a Gzer Shava for that. But for the din, the special din Ksiva for Kriyas and Megillah, the Mekan, the Mitzvah Kriyas and Megillah, that we don't know. That's nothing to do with Kisvei HaKadosh, nothing to do with Ksuvim. That's a special din Kriyas and Megillah that was Nischadosh over here, who said that Megillah also has to be on a Sefer B'diyai. For that, you need a special Gzer Shava to say that even the din of Ksiva for Kriyas and Megillah is going to have a din of ala sefer b'diyai. So that would be, that's Miyoshev, Zakta Beskav, Lefi, the Yisai that he says. I just want to end off that the Etzem Kasha that I started off with, that seems to be a stira. Agamai says Esther wrote the Megillah, the Gemara by Basra says the Anshe Knesset Hagdala did it. You could say a different Teretz Alpia, Yisai, the Ritzu Pesach says, this is in the Mikrai Kaidish and other places, he brings on the Shaila from the Paiskim, the Kasa Sefer and the Berkei Yosef, whether an Isha's Kshera, the Ksivas and Megillah. Nowadays, is a woman able to write a Megillah? She can't write a Sefer Torah, but perhaps she's kosher for Kriyas and Megillah. So that's a Machlekes HaPaiskim. So the Kasa Sefer brings a Raya, Gevaldik Raya, says it's a Beferish Pasuk in the Megillah. The Pasuk says, V'tichtav Esther Malka. She wrote down the Megillah. And the Gemara over here in our Gemara says that that's referring to Ksivas and Megillah. We learn it off from Sefer Torah, so it's clear that Esther wrote the Megillah. So that's a Raya Mechrachas, that Isha's Kshera, the Ksivas and Megillah. So B'tzvi Pesach says, I'll be the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Dav Chav Zayin, that the Gemara over there says, when it says that Tzipira, the Tichos, is Arlis Bana, it doesn't mean that she actually did it, but she told someone else to do it. So he says, Melo Mir also, when it says, V'tichta V'Esther, it doesn't mean she actually wrote it, but it means she was in charge of the Ksiva. She appointed someone to do it. B'shlichusa, she was Mitzava and someone to do it, but she didn't actually write it herself necessarily. It's not a Raya that she wrote it, and therefore it would not be a Raya from here that Isha is Kshir for Ksivas and Megillah. So if you learn like that, that Esther is not the one who actually wrote it, but Tichtav Esther doesn't mean that she wrote it, it means she was mitzvah someone to do it, then Bichlal wouldn't be a stira to the Gemara Bava Basra, where it says Anshe Knesset Zagdala did it, because she's just being mitzvah to do it, she didn't actually do it. But again, Lefi, the way the Biskov learns the Kasha is Bichlal not a Kasha, we're talking about two different things. The Gemara here is talking about the din of Ksivas and Megillah LaKriyasa, and the Gemara Bava Basra is talking about the din of Megillah LaGabi Kisvei HaKadosh, and those are two separate dinim. And if anyone wants to see more about this, you can look in the Biskarav, Ala Rambam, Perek Beis, Halacha Tes, where he's Mayrach very beautifully to bring many rayas to this Yisrael.